Okay, welcome back.
Now, you know you have a conscious mind and you have an unconscious mind. You know that, right? Not a lot of people do. Unless, is anybody here a behavioral psychologist? Because if you're a behavioral psychologist, then you don't have an unconscious mind. I don't know who runs your body. I don't know who breathes you while you're asleep. Think about that for a minute. Who breathed you while you were asleep last night? Now, you know that you have a conscious mind, right? You know that.
And the conscious mind is able to process 134 bits.
Out of 2 million.
So the conscious mind is...
What is the conscious
mind? The part of you that's verbal. The part of you that's the thinking, logical, rational, is the part of you that conceptualizes everything.
The unconscious mind is nonverbal. So it's feeling, it's spatial. Relationships, it's nonverbal. It's beyond language.
Conscious mind is aware of, it's only aware of now.
The unconscious mind, besides being aware of now, stores and controls all your memories.
Is aware of your past and your future. The conscious mind learns sequentially, one thing after the other.
The unconscious mind learns concurrently, which is it can learn a number of things at the same time.
The conscious mind needs time to learn something.
The unconscious mind can learn instantaneously. Who's ever learned, whoever had a learning that you learned instantaneously? Anybody? Like, I remember when I was a kid, I used to play with electricity.
Me too.
Yeah, Adriana did too.
Me too.
And we had a few, we're Sagittarius, I mean, so what the heck. But we had a few instantaneous learnings. Zap! Bam! Oh, okay.
Ouch.
Did you ever have one of those?
Learning.
Was that, and that was an instantaneous learning, wasn't it? And you learned a number of things at the same time. Like, listen to mom. Don't stick a hairpin in the plug, because it'll knock you on your butt.
And especially don't have wet hands when you do that.
Whew. Wow.
True. The conscious mind has also cognitive learning.
The unconscious mind is experiential.
The conscious mind is in charge of voluntary movements.
The unconscious mind is in charge of involuntary movements.
The conscious mind is thinking.
The unconscious mind is feeling.
The conscious mind asks questions like, why?
But the unconscious mind already knows the answer.
The conscious mind tries to understand the problem.
And the truth is, the unconscious mind, that's the problem, yeah? And the unconscious mind already knows the solution. Ooh.